Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on.
And open up your mouth and just thank God right now, right where you are, because we're still here, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, enter in with all faith, amen. Come on, lift up your voice this morning and give God some praise, because he's worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. It is he who has kept us, amen, and keeps on keeping us. It is he that sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins, that we are redeemed, that we can say so, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, come on, come on, come on, whatever it is, amen, that's plaguing your mind, whatever it is, amen, that is causing you to stumble, whatever it is, come on and give God some praise, because you're coming out into a wealthy place, amen, knowing that you're delivered and set free even right now while you're going through. God is able to snatch you out of that situation, amen, and turn it all around for your good. Will you trust God on today and receive, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, church. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Hallelujah. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. Amen. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Hallelujah. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. My Lord, my God, give to the Lord our God, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him. Amen. All the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord God. Say, among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Hallelujah. How many know that you serve a God that is righteous? Oh, we thank you, Lord God, this morning, oh God, that you have kept us. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for this new day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're still here, that you remember us on today, that you're waking our sleeping spirits, oh God. Hallelujah. We know it's nothing that we have done, oh God, but you and you alone have done it all. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, let us pray in the name of Jesus Christ as we come believing on this morning. We come with all faith, combined faith, that there may be a mighty move in our life and goals and our families and all that we love and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us right now to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we bow when we worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1:9, you said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come this morning to you, and now we receive our faith, our forgiveness, and cleanse from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless on the top of our heads and the soles of our feet, to the intrinsic and quantum level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we come thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our families. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh, God. Oh, my Lord, my God, do a new thing in us right now, God, creating us a clean heart, oh, God, in the right spirit, he shot by you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for our children, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that your peace is upon our children, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit that leads and guides and instructs our children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, it's you that lead them and guide them, making every crooked path straight before us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, making us smoothing out those rough places in our life, oh God. We thank you for your hand that's upon our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, guide us and lead us, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will, hallelujah, bring those in our family out of darkness, that they will operate in your glorious light, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For your word says that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. It is my prayer today that we will operate according, oh God, to what you've called us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, can't nobody do it like you, oh God. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare today we will not be moved because we operate by faith and not by sight. We will not fall for the many subtle tricks or deceitfulness of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare according to Job 22 and 28 that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life. So we decree and declare victory right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We decree and declare Psalm 121 and hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we lift up our eyes to the hills from whence comes our help. We decree and declare, amen, that our help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He will not allow our foot to be moved. He will, who he keeps us, will not slumber, amen. Behold, he will keep Israel, shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is our keeper. The Lord is our shade and our right hand, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the sun shall not strike us by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve us from all evil. Hallelujah. He shall preserve our soul. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord shall preserve us going out and coming back in from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we cry out on today. We will not let him cry out for us because we're on a willing side. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that God is always with us. For the word of God said he's never leave us nor forsake us. And we stand on God's promises of yes and amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Devil, you are liars. We laugh at the enemy in the spirit. Amen. That his works have come to nothing. My Lord, he we decree and declare that we are delivered and set free. We decree and declare we're healed from every disease, infliction, infirmities, viruses known and unknown to man. We decree and declare that we're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, church, make a joyful shout to the Lord. All you lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Hallelujah. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are decreeing the crown today that you belong to God. That you're on the winning side. You don't have to be afraid of what man will do because God is with you. It is God that goes before you. It is God that hearkens his angels. Hallelujah. To do his work. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We enter to the gates on today with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him, church, and bless his holy name. Hallelujah, God. For the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that the Lord God is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare all the works of the enemy have come to nothing, that God's word says he will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, but because we belong to God, we can decree and declare on today that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, purge the wicked out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace. Let the ground of the wicked one be shaken. Let the foundation of the wicked house be shaken and destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every pit that they dug for us to fall in, let them fall in their own pit and be consumed. Very net that the enemy laid out for us to be entrapped in, let them be entangled and entrapped in their own lips. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against the spirit of accusation, insinuation, accusing of the brethren. Amen. And we decree and declare destroyed us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We blind the eyes of the evil watcher. We silence the tongue of the evil speaker. We deafen the ears of the evil listener. In the name of Jesus Christ, we paralyze the enemy. Anyone that's been sent from the camp of Satan, oh Lord, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will know that they will not play with a child of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God praise. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come this morning to worship you as your word says you desire, in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, we ask right now that you would open up the channels of our spirit, that that we can receive a great pouring in from you, oh God. Fill these, your God, with as much Shekinah glory as possible, that all will see your glory upon us and know that we are your children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come against every unteachable spirit this morning, amen. As the word goes forth, we come against every hindering spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of doubt, of disbelief. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, anxiety, guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death. We come against every spirit of destruction and death. We come against every spirit of limitation, amen, stagnation, amen. We decree and declare right now, any spirit that's operating us has been destroyed, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare this deliverance to be permanent, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask that you heal every place that the enemy has vacated with our Holy Spirit, amen, that when the enemy comes out, he will see that it's filled. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, of God, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we don't come just to worship, just to be doing something, just to say we came, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I pray this morning, oh, God, and you're blessing, oh, God, that you bless us. And you're multiplying, oh, God, that you will multiply us as the stars in the sky and the sand of the seashore. And by faith, we receive the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we lift up every marriage that you ordain, oh, God. Lord, we pray for restoration, hallelujah, of the marriages. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, restore the love, the joy, the peace, oh, God. Hallelujah, the respect for one another. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, restore the favor, oh, God. For your word says that he that findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and findeth favor from you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you as we pray, oh, God, for those that are sick and shut in. Lord, we ask that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing this morning, that they may be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let healing spring forth, oh, God. Right now, oh, God, and we just want to say thank you for our healing this morning. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to wait for the doctor to say that we're healed. We thank you we don't have to wait for the doctor to give us a report of healing, Lord, that we can receive it right now by faith, because we know you to be a healer. Amen. We know, oh God, you to be a way maker, a promise keeper, our light in the darkness. Oh Lord, we know that you to be all things, our provider, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for providing. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for your healing, oh God. Thank you for your favor that's upon our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Make our life be a living sacrifice and sweet savory aroma, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, you're worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. But there's no one greater than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. As we come to Zion this morning, oh God, bless us out of Zion. For Zion is your holy mountain, oh God, where you dwell. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, make us as strong as the cedars of Lebanon, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to thank you for it, Lord. Let us operate with your godly counsel and wisdom, oh, God, all the days of our lives, that we would truly be blessed, amen, and we would dwell in safety in your care. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us and is manifest as glory His presence right now. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, that we could commune with you, and it's taking place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. Father God, I lift up the Washington family on today and your son, hallelujah, Brother Joel Washington, oh God, that you would continue to move him in him and on him, oh God. We decree and declare great testimony, oh God, how you've already worked it out and turned it all around for his good. And Lord, we pray, oh God, the peace upon that family and the peace upon that home, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let joy come and overtake all on the line today, amen, and all that's in their home. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray right now, Father God, that you will continue to bless, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, let there be a time of refreshing, oh God, for your minister, Learn Green, and your pastor, oh God, Pastor Dorsey Manny. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we lift up your daughter, Sister Connie Northern, on today, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to be her strength, be her peace, be her way, be her life, be her truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we lift up the Manning family, oh God. We pray for a mighty move in the Manning family, in the Mackey family, the Jenkins family, the Jones family, the Jackson family, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that there may be a time of restoration, amen, there may be a time, oh God, of great blessings that coming from heaven, amen, that they may, we all may receive the favor of God upon our life, that we will find favor in thy sight, oh Lord, and that with mankind, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray that you will command an increase on our storehouse, amen, that we won't have, hallelujah, that we'll have no room for it, amen, that we have to give some of it away, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you that it is done as we believe on today, that we will receive it. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father. We lift up our children on today. And Lord, we just pray, oh God, hallelujah, as we come against the spirit of depression, amen, that is plaguing the life of our young children. We come against the spirit of suicide, amen, that is taking our children out prematurely. We come against that spirit, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you loose your hold off of our children. We decree and declare our children shall live. Amen. We speak life into our children. Amen. We speak success. We speak the blessing and favor of God upon their life right now. Hallelujah. We plant the seed of blessings into their life, that they will know who they are and whose they are, that they belong to you, Heavenly Father. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, not to the devil of this world. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you will show them, that they may see, amen, hallelujah, for such a time as this, that they will speak your word, that they will be a help to others, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, that we understand and know education is important, but first of all, hallelujah, you are the most important, oh, God, that we as parents will focus on our children having a relationship with you first, and that you're able to pour in everything that they will need to be successful in this life. So, Lord, we are trusting you even the more, hallelujah, for the life of our children. Because, God, you're all-seeing, all-knowing everywhere, God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your hedge of protection around our children, around their minds. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let peace be their portion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God, as we enter in on today, as we receive your word, oh, God. Let the scripture, oh God, take root and manifest in us all and be engraved on our hearts and minds. Let us receive, hallelujah, revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives, that we can live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, that we are not just readers of your word and hearers, but we are doers of your word. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 That when you separate the sheep from the goat, oh God, that we'll end up on the right side of this. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because we know who we are, that we won't deviate from that. Amen. Hallelujah. That we won't succumb to the worldly temptations or conversations of this world, of people that are of this world, oh God, but we remain, oh God, hallelujah, fixed on you, amen, following Jesus no matter what the situation is. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. We thank you. Father God, hallelujah, we ask, oh Lord, help us, that you will divinely intervene in every situation concerning us and those in our family and turn it all around for our good. And we thank you for, Lord. We put on this right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take the, hallelujah, the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy in our way and in the way of those of our family. Amen. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. And we decree and declare victory. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, we ask, oh God, that you bless us in our going and coming on today and those in our family. Oh, Lord, let's receive traveling grace and mercy. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no sickness, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over us right now, over our homes, all that's in our homes, every vehicle or form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building the place up, everywhere our feet may tread up. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare on today that the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We decree and declare all is well with us. We are blessed, amen, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, come on, come on, come on. We thank you, hallelujah, God. Right there. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting us right here on today. We thank you because your word says, well, there are two or more gathering in your name, touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst on this morning. Hallelujah, God. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're healed, that we're the head and not the tail, we're on top and not beneath. Amen. We are child of God. Amen. Born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. God is working everything out for our good. Turn around is here, and we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it is so. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, put your hands together. Just praise him right now. Receive it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm talking about that thing that's been troubling you. It has come off right now. If you can just believe it and receive it right now, you are free. You are delivered. It's turning around for your good. It's working out. Amen. When it looked like you was behind, God has brought you up to the front. Amen. The Bible says, "For the last shall, the first shall be last." Amen. The last shall be first. Amen. Hallelujah. The last shall be first. We're talking about turnaround. When it says the last shall be first, we're talking about turnaround. Hallelujah. How many of y'all looking for a turnaround? How many of us need a turnaround? Sister Williams, Sister Jayla Williams, you need a turnaround? Hallelujah. What about you, Sister Kenya? You need a turnaround? Hallelujah. What about you, Sister Victoria? You need a turnaround? Hallelujah. What about you, Pastor Manny? You need a turnaround? Hallelujah. I thank God for the turnaround. Whatever it is in your life that you're trusting God for a turnaround, whether it's in your relationship, your finances, your schooling, your business, your ministry, whatever it is, hallelujah, in your health, God is able to turn it all around. Hallelujah. Your life, your lifestyle, turn it around. And we're just trusting God. I see people out there that are putting, and we welcome y'all this morning. I just want to say this. I'm just thank God. I'm so filled and so excited about what God is doing in our home, amen, in our life. And I say this because you see posts of missing children. You get alerts of missing children. My Lord, my God, more today than anything, you have this human trafficking. Can you believe that this is going on, that another human would put another human through such a thing or act? You know, it's inhumane, you know, to cage up other people. You know, of course, it's against their will to just to pick you up and throw you in and cage you up and abuse you. If these are children, not only children, but I'm talking about our children on today. We know where our children are. Hallelujah. God is able to turn it around. Even in those situations, we have so much that we can complain about, you know, in our life, but there are children that are laying up in the hospital that are dealing with, you know, sicknesses that are detrimental, that are, you know, life-threatening, you know. But we are here, and our children are well. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So much to be grateful for. But even those that are going through or dealing with that, God is able to step in and turn it around. My Lord, my God. Good morning, church. Good morning. Hallelujah. We welcome you all here this morning. I'm going to give it over to Pastor Manna. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everyone here to Sunday service this morning. We are so grateful for each and every one of you for joining us here for Sunday service this morning. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning. Welcome.
Amen, amen. We want to just welcome, welcome, welcome every single one. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here in Houston, Texas, and all this surrounding area. Welcome here to Sunday service this morning. You could have been anywhere, but we are so grateful that you're right here with us, helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, rejoice, and be so exceedingly glad in this day, because God is so good. He is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Welcome every single one of our brothers and sisters here in our neighboring state, Louisiana. Welcome each and every one of you. We love you, and we thank y'all for loving us so much, you know, for showing up here with us. Every single one of our brothers and sisters here and that's here with us from New York and all this surrounding area, New York, and Jamaica, Brooklyn, Jersey, all the areas there in New York. Welcome, welcome, welcome here. Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice and all the other family members and friends and members of the body of Christ, you know, they come from New York. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful to see each and every one of you, you know, show up to church. We know that y'all are a few hours, I think it's a few hours ahead of us. The fact of the matter that you are a few hours ahead, you go to your Sunday service, you know, there, and then come to Sunday service with us. That's so beautiful. So we love y'all. Thank y'all for loving us so much. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, family members and friends, they're from Chicago, Illinois, and all its surrounding areas. Minister Learn Green, he and his family, they're welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. If this is your first time here in Sunday service with us, we would like to personally welcome you. We would like for you to press one at this time. Let us know who you are, where you're from, and if you do have any prayer, petition, you have anything you want to pray about, you know, this is the time. Even if it's not your first time here and you have something that, you know, you want to bring to the Lord, you know, this is the time, you know, do press one. Every single one that's streaming live, that you are streaming live, you know, do call in at 845-277-9213 and then press one. We'd like to personally welcome you as well. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, glory to God. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. As we do every Sunday at 10 a.m. service, we have communion. So if you can grab your elements that you'll be needing for communion and join us in communion this morning. Right now, we're going to have a song selection from Brother John Washington. And when we return, we'll partake in communion. Hallelujah. God bless you, Brother John Washington. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. So glad to be back with y'all again. I want you to know that God is able. He's able to carry you through. Whatever you're going through with, all you got to do is just put your faith and trust in God. You know, I'm on my way back. I'm healing up pretty good. And I just thank God for it, you know, because see what God gave me. He said this joy he gave me, the world can't take it away. Nobody can take it away but God. And he's a good God. And I thank y'all for the prayers. I thank you for the prayers for my family and all family. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. When my way grows weary, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, oh Lord, hear my cry and hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I believe I said again, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, of weep, and I am one. Oh Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. When darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, oh Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Lord, oh Lord, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, of weep, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, oh God, every virtue that left the body of your son, oh God, we pray for restoration, that you restore that virtue to overflowing, that he have even more to give, oh God, knowing that his strength coming from you, oh God, and if you that have blessed him, have called him for such a time as this, Lord, we pray that you will continue to be his strength, oh God, that you'll continue to make a way out of no way where it seems to be no way. We thank you for healing right now. We speak life, health, and healing, wholeness, and newness of life right now over you and in you and through you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Brother Joe, we love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to go ahead and partake in communion. If you have your elements there and available, let's go ahead and enter in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions, iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We remember how your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us, hallelujah. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred, spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, Lord, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. So we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. You may think. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. Oh, how we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement, hallelujah. Your blood justifies us in the mighty name of Jesus. It sanctifies us and redeems us, cleanses us, washes away all of our sins. Washes away all of our iniquity. It washes away all of our transgressions. And it washes away all of our trespasses in the mighty name of Jesus. Your blood heals us in your holy name. And we thank you, Lord. So we now take this cup, Lord, in remembrance of you. You may drink, church. Hallelujah. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. With so much love and thanksgiving in our heart. And the whole church do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins, church? Do you know? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you remember that, the blood of Jesus had made you whole. Oh, it's so many things that you will come out of. There's so many places, you know, that you wouldn't go. There's so many things that you wouldn't do. There's so many thoughts that you wouldn't think because you know that Jesus Christ has made you whole again. Amen, amen.
Glory to God. It's the time we're going to have our song selection, and we'll be back for the preacher word. So stay with us. Mm-hmm.
count your glory. Blasphemy and war of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Blasphemy and more of you is what I need. Let to me, rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me and more of your glory. Worshiper out there that'll join me, come on. Let him know that you're hungry for him, that you're longing for him, that you're thirsty for him. Oh, I am. Lift your voice and say, I need, I can't live without. Lord, I need you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Better days are here. How many know that better days are here? If you just believe it, decree and declare over yourself, better days are here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, I will be bringing the word forth. Pastor Manning had to take off here to go and help. There was an emergency situation. So we pray for him, traveling grace and mercies, that when he gets to wherever the scene on today, that God would have already turned it all around for his good, for the good of the one, those that he's going out to help. And we thank God for the help. Amen. So let us dive right into the scripture, the word of God on today. But let us pray as we prepare ourselves to receive. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we come on today. Lord, I ask that you use me, mighty, O God, for your glory, that your word would go forth, O God. I decrease that you may have all the increase in me right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against every hindering spirit right now, every unteachable spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, or controlling spirit. Right now, O God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that it is done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I ask right now, O God, as we enter in to receive a change on today, to receive turnaround, let it take place, oh God, in your word, oh God, that all will be able to receive, oh God. Let it take root in us all, amen. They have an ear to hear and a heart to comprehend what you are saying in this sermon, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds right now with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse out all darkness and all doubts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. Amen. Heavenly Father, I ask you to give us and each person in Sunday service on today and all that we pray for and will pray for, God, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice, according to John 16 and 23. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God, as we enter in, oh God. We thank you, O God, that it is done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so excited. The blessing of the word that is going forth. Amen. And just thanking God for the more. The word today is never again. Many of us have just settled with what the enemy has thrown our way. We've accepted it. We have claimed it. Amen. But I want you to understand that you have the power to decree a thing and it shall be established. I want you to understand that you can, hallelujah, say, you can speak directly to the devil and tell him, no, I command you to flee. I command you to go. You have the right. You have the authority to do so, to decree and declare, never again will you allow such attacks of the enemy to consume you. Never again will you allow yourself to be led astray by the enemy in his life. Never again, because you have the power to do so. And I decree and declare today that we pick up that power and authority that God has given us, that we will speak it and stand on it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again. There were parts in the Bible and times in the Bible that God decreed and declared, never again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you go with me this morning to the scripture, hallelujah, in the book of Genesis, chapter 8, verse 20 through 22, we won't be before you long on today. We thank God for this time that God has given us, that we take time out that we may receive on today. Amen. Hallelujah. That we may bear good fruit. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 8, and I'll give us all the opportunity to get there because I want us to understand the power of never again. And when God declared never again, it is so. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 through 22, the Bible says, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Verse 22 says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. So here in the scripture, this is God saying, never again, hallelujah. That's power and understanding when you decree a thing. And then with your faith of never again, you don't have to go back to those things. You don't have to accept what the enemy is saying, because you realize even on today that you have the power and the authority to decree a thing in your life. Hallelujah. Can you right now today decree and declare never again over your situation? Amen. Can you decree and declare never again over your children? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Can you decree and declare, hallelujah, never again? Amen. Will you listen to what the enemy is speaking into your life? Never again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, my God. If you go over with me, hallelujah, to the book of Zechariah. Chapter 14, Zechariah chapter 14. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Zechariah chapter, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, and I'm giving everyone an opportunity to get there, because some of us move faster than others. So I want to make sure that I'm slowing down, that we all can get it. Amen. That's so important here in Sunday service, that we're able to get it and then understand it. Amen. Glory to God. That's Zechariah. Amen. Hallelujah. We got our babies in church, and so give them time to get there so they can have it. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 1, the Bible says, behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, we got to understand what God is doing. I'm sorry, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 11, y'all. The people shall dwell in it, and no longer shall there be utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. Amen. So understanding here what God has established for us as his people, amen, never again, and those things that God has called forth, amen, to be shall be, amen, and will not be moved. Yes, we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ, never again. Amen. I do apologize. The system had hung us up, and we're back on right now. We come against every attack of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare, never again, devil, will you have your way. Amen. You will not have your way. We decree and declare that God is able, because God is able. We are able because we belong to him. We abide in Jesus, and Jesus abide in us. And we have the resurrection power that we can decree and declare, never again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to say in church, many of us have tempted to nail Jesus back to the cross over and over again, but I want you to understand that, hallelujah, it will never be again. It's already done. Hallelujah. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished, and bowed his head, and he gave up the spirit. Hallelujah. Saying, never again. Amen. It's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. If we go to the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 18 through 22, church, my Lord, my God, this morning. Matthew, chapter 21, verse 18 through 22. That's Matthew, chapter 21, verse 18 through 22. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 through 22, now in the morning as he returned to the city, he was hungry. This is Jesus. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately the fig tree withered away. I want us to understand, church, that we have that same power and authority, amen, to decree and declare never again. The Bible says in verse 20, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? The Bible says in verse 21, so Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. I want you to understand today, church, that never again you can speak it and it shall be established in your life. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. You can speak to that mountain and say, be uprooted and be cast into the sea. You can speak to depression and command it to leave you alone in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You can command poverty to not only get shot almost. You can command poverty to go and flee right now. You have the power to decree and declare over your life, never again. So on today, I want us to decree and declare this on today. And understanding our hallelujah, when we talk about never again and, you know, surrendering ourselves over to the things and the cares of this world or the sinful nature, we have the power to decree and declare never again, amen, and understanding what repentance looks like, amen, in doing this, amen. Repentance, church, is a change of heart and mind that brings us closer to God. It includes turning away from sin and turning to God for forgiveness. It is motivated by love for God and a sincere desire to obey his commandments. So when you decree and declare never again over your life, over your situation, over your family, amen, by faith, amen, hallelujah, it shall be done. You're saying no to sin. You're saying to the ways of sin, no, I will not never again surrender myself over to the work of the devil. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we speak to the enemy on today, amen, and we decree and declare never again, amen, never again, hallelujah, we allow Pharaoh, which is Satan, to control us because we've been delivered from his power, amen, never again will we be a slave to Satan. We are now a servant of Christ, amen, never again will we allow the devil to do what he desires in our life, but we resist the devil according to James 4:7, and he flees from us, amen, never again will we listen to or believe the lies of the devil, for he is a liar and the father of lies, amen. Never again will we listen to the voice of the wicked one, amen. Never again will we be vexed with unclean spirits, according to Luke 6:18, amen. Never again will we be harassed by the enemy, according to Matthew 9:36, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we be bound, for Christ has made us free, for we are free indeed, amen. Never again will we, hallelujah, with demons operating us or control our lives. Never again will we allow the demons of fear to control our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow the demons of pride to puff us up, amen. Never again will we allow the demons of lust to operate in our members. Never again will we allow the demons of religion to make us act out in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Never again will we allow the demons of double-minded to confuse us, amen, and make us indecisive. Never again will we allow the demons of rejection to control our lives. Never again will we allow disobedience and rebellion to control us, amen. Never again will we allow curses to hinder our lives. We break every curse, for we have been redeemed from the curse of, hallelujah. Never again will we open the door for demons to come in our lives through unforgiveness, amen. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter our lives through habitual sin. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter our lives through occult environment. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter through rebellion and disobedience. Never again will the demon of mind control affect our thinking. We serve, hallelujah, all the tabernacles of our mind, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will serpents, scorpion spirits affect our lives, but we have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, amen. Never again will we be tormented by the enemy. Never again will we, hallelujah, will the enemy be our master. Jesus is our Lord. Never again will we tolerate the works of the devil in our lives, for Jesus came and destroyed the works of the devil, amen. Never again will allow passivity to keep us inactive, amen. Never again will we be beneath them and not above. Never again will we be cursed and not walking in blessings, or blessings of Abraham is ours. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Never again will we agree to the lies of the devil. Never again will we compromise our standards and holiness. The word of God is our standard, not the standards of the world. Amen. Never again will we act hypocritically. Never again will we condemn the guiltless. Never again will we give place to the devil. Never again will we allow the enemy to control our will, but we submit our will to the will of God. Hallelujah. Never again will we allow the the enemy to control our emotions, but we yield our emotions to the joy and peace of God. Never again will we allow the enemy to control our sexual character. We yield our body as a living sacrifice to God. Amen. Never again will we allow the enemy to control our mind, but we renew our mind with the word of God. Amen. Never again will we allow the enemy to control our appetite, but we yield our appetite to the control of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Never again will we allow the enemy to control our tongue, but we yield our tongue to the Holy Spirit of God. Never again will we allow the enemy to control any part of our life, but our life is under the control of the Spirit and the Word of God. My Lord, my God, never again will we allow the enemy to control our destiny, but God is the revealer and finisher of our destiny. Never again will we allow the enemy to abort any plan of God for our lives. Never again will we allow people to draw us away from the love of God, but we commit ourselves to walking in love, for God is love. Never again will we shut up our vows of compassion. Never again will we behave unseemly, for love does not misbehave. Hallelujah. Behave unseemly. Amen. Never again will we easily provoke, for love is not easily provoked. Never again will we seek our own way, for love does not seek its own. Hallelujah, God. Never again will we think evil, for love does not think evil. Never again will we lose hope, for love hopes all things. Never again will we give up, for love endures all things. Never again will we act and think like a child. Never again will we be passive with gifts of the Spirit when we desire spiritual gifts. Never again will we allow the accuser to accuse us, for we are washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Never again will we allow sorrow and sadness to control our soul, for the Lord has taken away our sorrow and pain. Amen. Never again will we labor and work in vain. Never again will the heavens be shut up over our lives. But the Lord has opened the windows of heaven, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Will you decree and declare, church, on today? Never again, hallelujah, because you have the power and authority to decree a thing. See, the enemy wants to blind you. He wants to silence you. But I want you to understand today, church, if you did not know, now you know. You have the power to decree a thing. Never again in your life. Hallelujah. 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 I want us to understand, church, how God is able. Even when you're weak, God is still able to strengthen you in your weakness. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to, hallelujah, today to say this and decree this over your life. Things will never be the same again in my life. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The confessions that you recite aloud, oh, hallelujah, over your life will turn your life around and help put an end to defeat and failure. See, even the Lord said never again. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Genesis 9 and 15, the Bible says, I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. The Lord promised Noah that he would never again destroy the earth with a flood. Moses told the people of Israel that they would see Pharaoh no more. Amen. In the book of Exodus 14 and 13, the Bible says, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. See, in other words, never again would Pharaoh oppress them. This was the word of the Lord first to Moses and then to the people. I know that whatever God does is final. Amen. Nothing can be added to it or taken from it. Amen. The enemy is finished in endless ruins. The cities you uprooted are now forgotten in the book of Psalm 9 and 6. And then cities were destroyed and God's chosen never to rise again. Kings were removed from thrones never to sit again. Amen. See, Jesus told his disciples, amen, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth, but he will not allow anything that you don't allow. Amen. My Lord, my God, as a believer, you have the authority to allow or disallow. Don't allow the enemy to control your life. Take a stand against the wicked one. Use your authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't give place to the devil. Rise up in faith and confess what you believe. Hallelujah. Exercise your authority against the powers of darkness, and you will experience the blessing of God. It is time for you to declare never again. Hallelujah. 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 Come on now, church. Hallelujah. How many know that you got that kind of power? How many know that God is able? How do you know that God worketh within you right now? In the name of Jesus Christ. Never again. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. This is where your freedom come from. When you decree and declare, hallelujah, that you're free and free indeed on today. That never again will you allow the enemy to have his way in you, to have his way in your finances, to have his way in your marriage, to have his way in your business, to have his way in your finances, to have his way in your children. Never again you have the power on today when you use the church. See, the enemy wants you to believe you don't have that kind of power. He wants to make you think that you are weak. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand today that you have the power of the Holy Spirit that worketh in you. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you. Will you decree and declare right now? Don't wait until after the call. Don't wait until after later. Hallelujah, you still have time right now. I want you to take this time and decree and declare never again. Never again will I lack up. I will be plenteous in goods. Never again will I lack up, but I will prosper through prophetic ministry. Never again will I sow and not reap, but I will reap where, hallelujah, where others have sown. Never again will I carry a bag full of holes. Never again will I lack glory, honor, abundance, riches, splendor, glory, dignity, reputation, and reverence. Never again will I be poor, for the Lord became poor, that I through his poverty might be rich. Never again will I live without the desires of my heart, but I will delight myself in the Lord. Never again will I allow conveyance to control my life, but I will, hallelujah, but I am a liberal giver. Amen. Never again will the enemy devour my finances, for the Lord has rebuked the devourer for my sake. I want to understand you have the power. Shout about said, come on, never again will I allow poverty and lack to control my life, for my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Never again, hallelujah, church. Never again will I allow slothfulness and laziness to dominate my life, for slothfulness cast into a deep sleep. Never again will I allow Satan to steal my finances, but I have abundant life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will I tolerate lack, for my God gives me abundance. Never again will I have just enough, for El Shaddai gives me more than enough. Never again will I use money for simple things. Lord, hide your way, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, oh Lord, we thank you. Never again, church, never again will we be the tail and not the head. Never again will we be a borrower and not a lender. Never again will we be behind and not in front. Amen. Never again will we believe we don't have power to get wealth, but God gives us power to get wealth, to establish his covenant. Amen. Never again will we lack any good thing because we seek the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we lack prosperity, but whatever we do will prosper because we delight in the law of the Lord. Amen. Never again, church. Never again will we love or enjoy sin. Never again will we allow sin to reign in our bodies. Amen. Never again will we depart from holiness. Never again will we allow lust to dominate us. Amen. My Lord, my God. Never again will we yield our members as members of unrighteousness, but we yield our members as an instrument of righteousness. Never again will we allow lust to war in our members, causing us to war and fight our brothers and sisters. We decree in the crowd never again that we allow unforgiveness and bitterness to control our lives. Never again will we allow discouragement and depression to dominate our life, but we will praise him who is the health of our countenance. Never again will we walk in hate. We are not a murderer. Amen. Never again will we let strife come into our relationships. Never again will we let anger rest in our bosom, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we lose control of our temper, for he that does not rule his spirit is like a city broken down with our walls. Never again will we enjoy that which is forbidden by the Lord. Amen. Never again will we allow wordiness and carnality to control our lives. Never again will we conform to the world. Amen. But we are transformed by the renewing of our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Come on, church. Let's just thank God on today that we have a power and the authority to decree a thing as we decree and declare never again. Never again, church, will we be afraid, for the Lord had delivered us from all of our fears. And Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I decree and declare never again on today. By faith I receive it, and I pray that you receive it on today, the authority and the power that God has given you. Hallelujah. Speak over yourself and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory to your name, God. The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There be one on today. You decided on today. You know what? Enough is enough. I've been led astray. And Lord, I want to come back. I want to come back. I want you to know why you still have time. Come on back. If you decide today, you know what? I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to surrender all over to God. I'm going to give my life to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Press one on today. We want to pray with you to pray for salvation. If you decide today, I'm going to dedicate my life to Christ. That be you, press one. If that be you, church, press one right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. If you're looking for a church home, amen, and you say, you know what, this is where I want to be. This is where God has called me to be. Let me and Pastor Manning disciple you. Amen. We would love to disciple you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Does anyone that need a prayer, press one. Let us pray with you. For we understand and know there's power in agreement. The Bible says, well, there are two of my gathered in my name, touching and agreeing. Amen. He said, there I am in the midst. Let us pray for you and pray with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word, oh God, as we are established in heaven. We thank you for the word that went forth on today, oh God. Lord, as we have planted the seed on today, Lord, we pray that you give the increase, amen, for the more. Amen. Hallelujah. That we won't just keep it to ourselves, oh God, but we will share with others, that we will minister to others your word, oh God, that others may be healed, delivered, and set free and blessed for all that the enemy has set up against us. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. Amen. If you have your tithes and offering, we're going to take those up at this time. If you have Cash App, you send those to Pastor Chantel. And if you have Zelle, the number is 832-989-3649. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your word that you give seed to the sower. It is you that have blessed us, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for your multiple blessings, oh God. It's you, oh God, that have done it all for us. We ask the Lord in Jesus' name, honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of your glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy, heavenly banking system. It is not for godly your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart. And that we give on today, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. This time we're going to have our announcements today. Our announcements today. Today is May the 28th. Oh, my Lord. This month is wrapping up here quickly. May 28th. 2023, here at the Gospel Public Ministries with Senior Pastors Pastor Dorothy Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. Amen. Our announcement is as follows. Monday at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Wednesday night Bible studies at 7 p.m. Hallelujah. And we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Amen. Hallelujah. We are just excited about what God is doing. We have entered in our ministry training, and we're going strong in that and just trusting God for the more in that as well. Remember that we'll be going out in the month of July. Look for those messages to minister here in the street. Our street ministry will be going out. And if you're not in the city, definitely can still be a part of that move. You can sow into the street ministry, either through Cash App at Pastor Chantel or Zelle at 832-989-3649. Hallelujah, glory to God. We just thank you, God, for some is here. Many children are out of school. So we're looking forward to doing some things in the community for the children. So I would love for you all to join me in that. So thank God for the vision that one may read it and run with it. Amen. So we make it plain. Hallelujah. We want to celebrate everyone that's celebrating the birthday this month of May. Amen. We've had so many birthdays here in the month. My mother and grandchildren and friends and loved ones, we wish you all a happy birthday here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Also, those who are celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of May, happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God will bless your union, that bless you all with long life together, that you will not live a day apart. Amen. That you will live in harmony and peace and joy and happiness and with the favor of God upon your marriage. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. We bless your union. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we do have today, actually, we had a play last night this weekend. Our show ran last night, Enough is Enough, and it's run the last thing in the best show. A running of the show is tonight, the stage play, Enough is Enough, here in Houston, Texas, tonight at 5:30 p.m. If you're here in Texas, Houston, Texas, if you'd like to come out and have a good time, you still have time to, you know, come to the show. I do believe we still have some seats available, but you don't know who else is going to show up to the door. But if you can, you want to have a good time to come out, enjoy your Sunday evening. It is Memorial Day weekend. Come on out and join us and have a good time at the Midtown Arts Center located at 1423 Holman at La Branch, zip code 77004. We look forward to having a good time this evening at 5:30 p.m. Hallelujah. Well, that does conclude our announcements here for today. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word on today. There's deliverance in decree and declaring over our life never again. Hallelujah. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manny and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manny, Minister Lern Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to God. I am so grateful, church, for this time that God has given us together here in Sunday service, just being able to be a part of the body of Christ and knowing that we are one. Amen. We are one because we're all a part of God's body. Amen. We are one. And don't forget that we are one. You're not by yourself. You're not alone. Amen. And I pray that you don't choose to be alone. So I just pray that God will just touch your life and the body of Christ in a mighty way. Amen. That all will receive and understand that God is still able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the church say amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you all. Y'all have a beautiful week in the Lord, and we'll see you back here next Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My phone is really acting up.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory. let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time.